April is not only Jazz Appreciation Month. This year, 2017, also marks the centennial of the first recorded jazz album and the first commercial use of the word jazz. When the original Dixieland Jazz Band recorded their New Orleans-rooted music at the Victor Talking Machine. The recording was an instantaneous success, ushering in a new era of popular music, the jazz age. This April Jazz Appreciation Month allows us to look forward to the 40th anniversary of the Fryhofer Saratoga Jazz Festival, which will take place on June 24th and June 25th at SPAC. This morning, we talked to Danilo Perez, who will be performing on June 24th, along with Chaka Khan and many others, bringing Jazz 100, the music of Dizzy, Mongo, and Monk. And it's a great pleasure to welcome pianist Danilo Perez to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure.
It's a great pleasure to be here.
You are one of the acts on the lineup for the 40th anniversary of the Fryhofer Saratoga Jazz Festival on this 100th year of jazz. Give us a sense of how this group, Jazz 100, came about.
Well, this is a tribute, you know, that I put together, you know, after 4 years of experience with the great Dizzy Gillespie. I worked with him during his past, last 4 years of his life. This year, you know, taking in consideration the 100 years and also, you know, it's sort of like you are celebrating jazz. You know, it's unbelievable that 100 years has passed so quick. It's an appropriate date to really celebrate the artistry of all these great artists, you know, especially Dizzy Gillespie, Monk, Mongo Santa Maria. So, you know, that having a special band for this day, like, you know, the great Joe Lovano on tenor, Jason Palmer on trumpet, Josh Roseman in trombone, Roman Diaz percussion, Ben Street on bass, and Adam Cruz on drums, give us the perfect scenario to celebrate this date. You know, it was something emotional for me. You know, Dizzy Gillespie was my mentor, and Thelonious Monk also was my musical mentor, so it was appropriate, you know, to celebrate it.
That idea of Jazz 100, so obviously the history of jazz, there are many different dates that can come with that, but the fact that you have this centennial celebration because these icons were all born in the same year. You, of course, are closest to Dizzy Gillespie because you played with him for so long. How did that partnership begin?
That was a recommendation by the great Paquito de Rivera, Claudio Roditi, Sly Hanton, some of these artists that were playing with him. I had the privilege and honor to play while I was in school at Berklee College of Music, so they recommended me with him.
And what was that experience like? What did you learn from that?
Well, I learned concretely, you know, a lot of things about music, about voicings, about, you know, putting a show together, all the things, and bebop, definitely. But beyond all those lessons, I think what transcended for me very deeply was the idea of using music as a diplomatic tool. Dizzy Gillespie had an intense desire to bring cultures together through jazz. And it was showcased in the way he chose musicians sometimes. Like, I was a part of the Dizzy Gillespie United Nation Band, for example, and we had people from all over the world. And he believed that music was the perfect way to create intercultural dialogue.
When you put this show together, how set is it? And because you've been doing it all over the country, does it change from night to night, or is it pretty set what you want to accomplish?
Well, the one thing we know, musically, it's being developing. It's been getting even more open as we play, and really it's wonderful how it's developing in you know, unpredictable ways, just like Dizzy Gillespie was and Thelonious Monk. But one of the things that is fascinating about it is the aspect of humanity, because we started the show with an interview you know, somebody asked Dizzy Gillespie, how do you want to be remembered? And he said, as a great humanitarian. So in the times that we're living, some of these artists are major forces that had to be acknowledged because they were, you know, working really hard to bring cultures together to create more peace in the world. And I just feel so connected, you know, especially in the times we're living.
I know Dizzy Gillespie performed at the Saratoga Jazz Festival for four times. Have you been to the festival before?
Oh, yes. I play with him, actually. Yes, I play with him. I play with him in Saratoga. I play with my own group, also with Wayne Shorter, Roy Haynes. I've been there in different formats.
What do you enjoy about, obviously, jazz festivals are a big thing. So what do you enjoy about that festival atmosphere?
Well, the first thing is the listening. I mean, it's so wonderful to be, to expose people, you know, to this music and to this art form. But not only that, for me, it brings me a lot of joy to see people from different ages coming together to enjoy music, not only young people or older people, but they are the very inclusive part of the jazz festival is what I love the most.
The night you perform, which is Saturday, June 24th, you'll be performing with Chaka Khan, among many, many others on the bill. The next night, the Gypsy Kings will be the headliners. When you look at all of these musicians and that you have played with over the years, I assume, as someone who's been doing this for a very long time, you still feel that you're learning.
Absolutely. That's the key component. You know, jazz is all about growing, and it's about the experience. So you can quantify the experience, and you can rehearse instinct. You know, we keep growing to try to develop instinct as we. So we need years, and we keep developing and growing, and you know, and trying to learn to play how to play the piano. I keep the piano. So many things to learn and about music and life, you know. So because life doesn't stop, then our music growth doesn't stop neither.
And when this is over, will you go on and go on as a solo artist as you had been and bringing other groups together?
Yes, I'm actually, you know, this year is you know, thanks God, it's pretty full. But after I do that, then I go to Europe with Wayne Shorter. We're going to be playing with some orchestra and also with a project I have with Brian Blay and John Paritucci called Children of the Light. Also, we're going to be doing, this is going to be right before we do our last concert with the Jazz 100, we're going to be doing Bill Clinton Global Jazz Institute camp at Newport. So, you know, this is going to be great right before we do our last gig with Jazz 100. And then in the next part of the fall, I'm going to be touring a project I did 20 years ago, celebration to Thelonious Monk called Panamonk. And then be on tour all October to December in Europe with the project I have with Brian Blade and John Paritucci.
Pianist, composer, educator, and social activist Danilo Perez will be bringing Jazz 100, the music of Dizzy, Mongo, and Monk, to the Saratoga region for the Fryhofer Saratoga Jazz Festival, the 40th anniversary of that event, taking place June 24th and June 25th. And we remind you of all of this on this Jazz Appreciation Month, which is April. It's all happening at SPAC, spac.org, for more information. Danilo Perez, thank you very much for being with us and for sharing, and we look forward to having you in the region in June.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to being there, too.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Again, you can find out more information about the Fryhofer Saratoga Jazz Festival and the 40th anniversary by going to spac.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.